Is this real life?
Hey there, citizens of the world. Welcome to the Real Life Podcast, where our mission is to inspire, connect, and empower the world to learn English the fun, natural, and real life way.
We believe that English should not be a dry and boring school subject, but an inspiring and enriching lifestyle that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want.
In this podcast, you will have lots of fun, learn plenty of new expressions, and drastically improve your listening comprehension.
We'll also teach you the secrets of native pronunciation, connected speech, and help you tune in your listening and speaking to the rhythm and flow of English.
So sit back, relax, and let's get on with the show. Oh yeah, welcome, welcome. This is Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, effective, and more importantly, very convenient way to learn English. So download this podcast now and listen to us while you are working on your abs,
drinking cachaça,
eating an ice cream,
shaking this thing. What's this called?
That is called a shaker or cachixi.
It's an instrument of capoeira.
Yeah, it is. Or what else?
Eating peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yeah.
What is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Piece of American fine dining. It's peanut butter with jelly on bread.
Okay, in a sandwich form.
Yes. It's quite exquisite.
Okay. Just to clarify something, jelly is like gelatine?
Don't confuse it with jello.
Okay, because in English, in Australian English we say, or in British English generally, jelly is like jello.
Oh, really?
And jam is jelly.
Okay, well, yeah, we call it peanut butter and jelly. So peanut butter and jam?
Yeah.
We call it jam too, but jelly we use, maybe it's just for that actually.
Okay, cool. So, let me introduce you to my co-host, if you don't already know him. The man who can kill two stones with one bird, Justin Murray. How are you today, Justin?
It's cracking.
What's cracking?
Yeah.
What do you mean by what's cracking?
It means what's going on. To crack. I don't even understand the expression, to be honest with you. Like you crack like a walnut open, right?
Yeah, to crack a walnut. Nice. To crack a code.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's cracking is just a slang way to say, what are you doing? What's happening?
It's the first time I've ever used that, to be honest with you.
Really? Yeah, a lot of people who have read the 101 Words ebook that we give away actually say that a lot. It's one expression that they really use a lot from that book.
Yeah, you see this in the Real Life English Facebook community. Everybody's like, what's cracking?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But what is cracking with you, Justin? What's happening in your life right now?
Nothing, man. Just working really hard.
Yeah? I thought you had a dental problem. I saw you walking around with a tooth in your hand.
I was a cap to my tooth, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why you said we have to... Right now we're doing the podcast a little bit earlier because Justin has to go visit the dentist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems like you go there every week.
Yeah, I've been getting some dental work done, to be honest with you, just catching up. It's not like a lot of it's not urgent.
Mm-hmm.
I just did some x-rays of my teeth and just saw some like potential problems.
Okay, so you're just playing it safe?
Yep. What does playing it safe mean?
Playing it safe means to actually take action on something before it's really necessary, just so you're definitely not going to have a problem with that.
Okay.
Cool, man. Hope it works out for you and I hope your teeth are fine. We have a jam-packed episode of Real Life English.
Jam-packed? What does that mean?
Well, it's not jam that you put with your peanut butter, that's for sure.
And it's not playing the guitar with your buddies.
Exactly, it's not jamming on the guitar. When something is jam-packed, it means it's really full. It's jam-packed. It's like a traffic jam. If you're stuck in a traffic jam right now and making the most of that situation by listening to the Real Life English podcast.
You're probably not very stressed, actually.
You're probably very relaxed, yeah. And learning. But anyway, like I was saying, we have a jam-packed episode for you guys today. Let's start it off, like always, with some shout-outs. You know you make me wanna kick my heels up and down. Justin, I believe you have a very special, even a little bit of a personal shout-out today.
I'm going to give a shout-out here to my student. She's my dentist, actually.
Yeah.
And she's our friend. She goes, hangs out at our parties. She's a podcast listener. So Elaine in English, she she's a really big fan of ours. She listens to all of our podcasts, she gives us good feedback, and she really encourages us. So I just wanted to say thanks for listening, Elaine, and really helping us stay motivated in our process and really make what we're doing better.
I kind of eavesdrop in her class sometimes, and she seems like she's doing a good job.
No, she's very dedicated. She does pretty much everything I ask her to do, and she's really doing a good job with her process.
Nice. So yeah, Eleni, thanks a lot. I also know her. She's a cool person. She goes to our parties, like Justin said. And
she's a great dentist, too.
She's a great dentist. Awesome. I should go and get some dental work done with her. At least a checkup.
She's my dentist, man. Not yours.
Yeah. Awesome. So that's it for today's shout-outs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's move on to today's news story. Okay, Justin, we have another awesome news story. I'm just going to read out the headline and tell me what you think. Miley Cyrus sings to giant inflatable dog.
So we did Bieber. Now we got to do Cyrus, right?
Yeah, we've talked about Justin Bieber.
The two pop culture clowns.
Yeah. We actually showed that picture of them, how they look alike, didn't we?
I don't know if we did that.
But have you seen that picture?
I have.
There's a crazy picture. We'll post it on the show notes or in the transcript that has a picture of Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber, and they look very similar in some ways, don't you think?
Yeah, they're very similar. I think they were lost at birth. They were twins.
Okay, so yeah, that's the headline. Miley Cyrus sings to giant inflatable dog. What does inflatable mean?
It means you can inflate it. You can blow air into it and it fills up.
Okay. Let me quickly just read out some of the article. One of the most famous pop singers is grieving after the loss of her dog, Floyd. Miley Cyrus told her fans and the rest of the world that her beloved dog had passed away and took to the stage to display her emotions with a giant inflatable replica of her Alaskan Clique. That must be the breed of her dog, an Alaskan Clique.
What does grieve mean? She was grieving, right?
Yeah, she was grieving. So the pop singer is grieving. That is after someone passes away, which is another word they use here, which means to die.
Or if you lose something, there's a process. You lose a person or a thing. Even like if you lose your job or something like that, you go through a grieving process.
Exactly, which means...
It's kind of your emotional healing process, right?
Yeah, yeah. You spend some time thinking about it and letting those emotions pass. Yeah, so she's grieving after the loss of her dog. So she didn't lose her dog. Her dog died.
So her beloved dog. What's the difference between beloved and loved?
Well, beloved sounds more correct. I guess it's more of an adjective.
It's more formal, right?
It sounds a little more formal. It's perfect for this situation. Her beloved dog, which is an adjective describing her dog. It was a beloved dog, means she really loved the dog.
Yeah.
Okay, and just to continue on here. The article says, pouring her heart out on Twitter, Miley said, "What you don't understand is he's not in a better place. The best place he could be was with me, where he was loved more than anything." She sounded really, really attached to her dog, didn't she?
Wow, that is incredible. She's a dog lover, definitely.
Definitely a dog lover. She's clearly emotional and torn up about the death of her pooch, so she probably was quite reserved with her costumes when performing. Well, you'd think she'd tone it down a little.
So there we had pour your heart out. This is a common expression, right?
Mm-hmm.
To pour your heart out means to really express yourself, right?
Yeah, really express yourself. Because pour, if you watched my video article about drinking, it's to pour liquid into another glass or jar, to pour your heart out.
And torn up, what does that mean?
Torn up is, in this case, in an emotional way, she was very depressed and not very emotionally stable. She was torn up. But the verb to tear can be what you do with paper, like to tear paper. Tear, tore, torn. The conjugation there. Great, so just to finish off this article here. Although she's the most annoying thing on earth right now, you can't help but feel sorry for her loss. But only until she brings out her next awful track. And there's a video there. We're going to link the article into the show notes and into the transcript.
That's a huge dog.
It is a huge inflatable dog.
It's like something from Las Vegas or something.
Yeah. But there you go. poor Miley, we feel sorry for you for your loss, and hopefully you can just buy a new dog and things will be sweet.
You can write a song about it.
She could. She probably will. She probably will. All right, guys. Let's move on to today's conversation topic.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
Okay, Justin, what you talking about today? Or what are we talking about today?
So we're talking about shopping.
Shopping?
The trials and tribulations of shopping.
The trials and tribulations of shopping.
The ups and downs.
Excellent. Excellent. What does that mean? The ups and downs, the trials and tribulations.
It's just poetic. It doesn't really mean anything in this context.
It kind of means the good things and bad things.
Yeah, the trials are like kind of the tests, and the tribulations are like the difficulties.
Yeah. Ups and downs, the good and bad aspects.
So it's like you're learning English and it's going to be a path where you're going to for sure have your trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
But in shopping, there are many trials and tribulations.
Oh, I think Miley's dog is talking to us from the from the underground. Okay, so what would be some common trials and tribulations to shopping?
Maybe some people are addicted to it.
Addicted to shopping?
I think so.
Are you talking about shopaholics?
Yeah, that's a word that exists.
It's a word that exists. I didn't just make that up. I'm not really much of a consumer. I don't really go shopping very often. What about yourself?
Not really. I'm the same way. I've passed through phases of my life where I've been more... I felt like the urge, like the desire to buy something when I'm in the mall. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? I really want to buy that.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, I'm really just, I don't feel that.
Yeah. Just going back there, you said when you are in the mall. So that's an American term, right?
In the mall? What do you guys say? Shopping center?
Yeah, I'd always say a shopping center.
And here in Brazil, a lot of people confuse, like they say, let's go to the shopping.
Oh yeah, they just call it the shopping.
Yeah, which shopping is like to go shopping. It's actually like the act of buying things.
Yeah.
Like we say mall, you guys say shopping center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to go to the shopping center. And I think center is spelled differently. In British English, C-E-N-T-R-E.
Okay.
In American, I think it's C-E-N-T-E-R. Am I right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the only thing that I'm definitely a little bit vulnerable about is like technology. I like buying technology.
Okay.
So, you know, like a computer, like a,
mm-hmm.
an iPod or something.
Yeah.
I still don't have a smartphone. My phone is really just a piece of crap, actually.
You got a dumb phone.
Yeah. Everybody's like, WhatsApp? Like, what's that?
Yeah, what the hell is WhatsApp?
Hey there, Real Life Radio listener. Sorry to interrupt the show, but we're just really excited to announce the return of the Real Life Radio Connected Speech Lessons. We stopped creating them for a while to focus on the Real Life Global Movement, a worldwide network of in-person language learning events. But we're back now, and we've taken the feedback you've given us and made these transcript lessons better than ever. We also added a vocabulary learning resource teaching the 30 most essential advanced vocabulary terms from each episode, including idioms, slang, and phrasal verbs, all with audio examples recorded by us. The diligent use of the Real Life Radio Connected Speech Guide, you will catalyze your English to new levels by learning to understand native speakers without subtitles or transcripts, systematically building more vocabulary than you ever thought was possible, as well as dramatically improving your experience of this podcast. To learn more about it, go to the show notes of this episode or www.reallifeglobal.com/fluencycircle. Fluency Circle. There, you will be able to get access to the Connected Speech Lessons and become an official member of the Real Life Fluency Circle. Now, let's get back to the show. Aw, yeah.
What about window shopping? Do you often go window shopping?
Yeah, I go window shopping sometimes. Well, you know, I look at the things in the window, the mannequins. And the
What is window shopping?
Window shopping is when you're passing by on the street and you look in the window and they have things displayed,
mm-hmm.
things showing,
yeah,
to get people to buy.
Yeah, exactly.
What about you? Do you window shop?
Not usually, man. I mean, I don't even really go to the shopping center anymore. I mean, if I go to the shopping center or the mall, as you might say, I usually go there because I know exactly what I want to buy. Because I think it's kind of difficult when you walk through there and you see all this stuff. Oh, I really want that. Oh, I really want that. I really want that. But you don't really need any of that. Yeah,
it's it's true. I mean, but you might go to the mall, and you, for example, if you need like a shirt for a wedding, for example, you know, then you might go to the mall and be actually looking for something to buy, right?
Yeah, but I go there because I really need that shirt, and I'm there specifically just to find that shirt. I try not to get distracted by all the other stuff around me. What are some other things you might find in a shopping center? We mentioned obviously there's a lot of stores.
Maybe a fountain.
A fountain. Yeah. Okay.
Like maybe like an ice skating rink.
An ice skating rink in a shopping center?
Yeah, the shopping center near here, the mall near here. They have one. They had one on Christmas.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh, yeah, they usually have like attractions for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Escalators.
Escalators, yeah.
Security guards.
Security guards. Have you ever worked in a shop before?
I worked at a running shoe store, like running shoes, running apparel.
Okay. What's apparel
in this apparel case? Is like just anything you use for that purpose. It's anything like clothes, shoes, hats. You can even say like even technology, a watch maybe.
That's all part of running apparel in that case?
What about you? Have you ever worked at a shop like this?
I have. When I was younger, I worked in a surf shop.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to say work, but it was actually work experience. It was part of a school program that I was going through.
Okay.
And, you know, the idea of it was for me to learn about retail.
What's retail?
Retail is this type of business, for example, a shop that sells directly to the public. You call that a retail store. It's retail. As opposed to wholesale. Wholesale is a shop that generally has a bigger quantity of goods. And they don't sell directly to the public, they sell to retailers.
Okay, but you do have like bigger stores like Costco in the United States. They sell just like in bulk.
Bulk, okay.
Bulk is like a lot of something, right?
Yeah.
So they'll sell a lot of something. And you have outlets too, right?
Outlets, yeah. What is an outlet?
They're outlet centers.
Mm-hmm.
They give cheaper prices for this stuff. They give like, I guess, a bigger selection. I'm not really sure exactly.
Mm. I think often outlets also sell, for example, if it's like a clothes outlet, it's generally maybe clothes that were from the last season, so like last summer, so it's all on sale.
They're just trying to get rid of stuff, right?
Yeah, to get rid of stuff. What does to get rid of mean?
Get rid of means to sell it for a cheap price and to do away with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they probably get rid of it because they have new stock. So they don't have space in their shops. So they pass it off to the outlet and they sell it for a cheaper price and just get rid of the old stock. Yeah, but your experience working in a store, was a good experience, bad experience? Do you like working in retail?
No, it was good. I was a runner in that stage of my life. I mean, I still run, but that was my passion. And I worked at this really great running shop and all these professional runners coming in and I sold running shoes to people. So cool. It was a learning experience. What about you? Was it fulfilling?
It wasn't very fulfilling. Like I said, it was work experience, so I wasn't even getting paid for it. It was like free labor. So I would learn about retail, but I ended up just sleeping most of the time in the back room, or just I could hide somewhere and just sleep, or whatever I could do just to not do anything.
And how old were you?
I would have been 17, 16 or 17 maybe.
Did you surf in the time period?
I surfed a little bit. I was never a very good surfer. I was never really a fanatic. But I used to like the beach. I used to go down the beach quite a lot. I knew quite a lot about the sport. But I just didn't enjoy it. It was just a horrible job.
But I bet you there were a lot of like really hardcore surfing shoppers, right?
There were. There were some hardcore surfing shoppers. At least, you know, a lot of them were actually just teenagers and just kids that would just go to the shop to hang out. You know, because I had TV screens with surf videos, it was close to the beach. It was like in a mall, so there was in a shopping center, so there was many other, you know, places where they could buy juice and things like that. It's a hangout place for kids. And I was just there in the back sleeping. So I didn't really learn much about retail with my work experience, but it was an experience nonetheless.
So what about when you've traveled coming to Brazil with your language learning? How was that? Shopping, was it difficult? Was it hard?
Oh, you mean shopping in another language?
Yeah.
It is a little bit hard because I feel a little uncomfortable when a shop assistant is just following me around. And it's even worse when you don't really understand the language. You know, my first experiences here, they're like, oh, can I help you? In Portuguese, I'll be like, don't speak Portuguese. And then they'll be like, oh, cool. And then they just like follow me.
It's kind of cultural. if you think about it, really, right?
You think it's cultural here in South America?
Well, I mean, those subtleties in communication are a lot different, mm-hmm. right? I don't know, in the United States, I know there's much more like subtle communication. Like they'll say, hey, let me know if you need anything.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Sure.
Yeah, let me know if you need anything. Good one.
And they're there sort of just, you know, keeping their perception open toward you.
Yeah.
And then they see if you look like you need something, though. They might walk over or look at you or something.
Like you just give them like maybe a hand gesture. Just like call them over with your hand. They'll probably come over straight away. What about one thing I've noticed here is something that I don't really like to do, but many people do this here is I notice here that people tend to buy a lot of things in installments.
What does installment mean?
An installment is when you don't pay the full price. You don't pay it in cash.
So you pay it over like six times or something?
Yeah, six times. Here I see sometimes like 12 times or 15 times.
That's really big here. I think that they put that price before the total price. Whereas in the US, they put the total price and then there's an option in parentheses. Like, you can pay this in installments.
Yeah, exactly. And here, I remember, you're right, they put the installment price first. I was walking past a shoe store and I saw some pretty nice looking shoes for, I don't know, I think it was 20 reais, 20 Brazilian currency, so like $20. I was like, wow, that's a pretty good price. And I looked underneath 20 times like 12.
And it's like really small.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, it's like 12 times 20. Damn, it's expensive. But I don't, do you often pay in installments?
No, I don't like that really. It's, mm-hmm. it's just another thing to worry about and think about, so.
It's another thing hanging over your head, you might say.
What does hanging over your head mean?
When something is hanging over your head, it means it's something that you have to worry about and be conscious of. Like, oh, I still have to pay off my shoes.
Yeah, just another thing to really think about. It can be complicated if there are a lot of those, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just another word I said there was to pay off. It's a phrasal verb used to pay installments. You slowly pay off something. All right, but let's just quickly summarize this with a little bit more about shopping in general, some different types of shopping. We obviously have, you know, we talked about window shopping. That's actually when you don't even shop, you just look at stuff. You also have clothes shopping. How often do you go clothes shopping?
I go clothes shopping, I don't know, maybe once every few months.
Once every few months? Sometimes when the seasons change, maybe?
I just kind of buy stuff whenever I need it, you know? Honestly, yeah. I don't go out shopping to buy everything.
Okay. When you go shopping, would you say you are loyal to any brands? Is there any brand that you specifically like to buy or you don't really care?
Yeah, I'd say there's a local brand that I buy from a lot. I kind of like their style.
Okay. So it's a personal choice?
Yeah.
You haven't been influenced by their marketing campaigns?
No, I don't think so. Not for this company.
Okay, cool.
What about yourself?
About myself, I guess I could say that I do prefer to buy brand name clothes. Mainly because of the quality. You know, I'm very focused on quality.
But what percentage of that, what portion of this decision is quality and what portion of it is like, so you look cool?
Well, I guess I also look at it in a fashion sense. I mean, how does it look on me? How do I look when I wear that? But it's just because I've bought many shirts as well where, you know, you wash it once or twice and the elastic starts to break or it stretches. Another type of shopping, we talk about clothes shopping. What about grocery shopping?
That's something I definitely partake in.
Yeah, what is grocery shopping?
Grocery shopping is, I say grocery.
You say what?
Grocery.
Grocery?
Yeah.
Okay.
You say grocery?
Yeah, it has a C in it, grocery.
But the rules of English pronunciation aren't so black and white, Chad.
True, true.
But grocery shopping is good.
What is, explain what it is.
It's when you go and you buy food. You buy fruit, vegetables, bread, mm-hmm. or whatever it is that you need to eat. Ingredients for your dinner, for your meals.
Yeah. How often do you go grocery shopping? Or grocery shopping, you might say.
Probably a few times a week. It's really good when I can buy organic food.
Okay. And do you often buy organic food around here?
No, I don't.
It's kind of difficult to buy organic food. You know, it's something that I would also really like to do, but it's just difficult to find, and when you find it, it's more expensive. Just to finish up here, when was the last time you went shopping and what did you buy?
I went shopping today.
Really?
Yeah. I bought some cat food. I'm spending a lot of money on cat food these days.
Why don't you just buy normal food, man? Why are you eating cat food?
I buy cat food for my cats. I bought some granola. Yesterday I bought some bananas and some apples. And what about you?
What?
What was the last thing you bought?
Well, just a couple of weeks ago, I went on a little bit of a shopping spree and I splurged a little bit. And I bought just some new clothes. I bought like a pair of jeans, a couple of t-shirts, and some shoes.
Okay, so what does splurge mean?
To splurge means, you know, you spend money without really worrying about it. Even if I could or couldn't afford it, I'd splurge. I'd just spend more than I usually would.
Do you do that a lot?
No, not very often.
Okay, and what does shopping spree mean?
A shopping spree is when you just go out and buy everything that you need. It's like just limitless shopping.
Or you spend all your money.
Oh, you spend all your money, like I did. Yeah, I did that. Cool. So I think that pretty much sums up shopping. Puts shopping in a nutshell, you might say.
In a nutshell?
Nutshell is just an expression which means to summarize something, to put it in a nutshell.
To summarize it in a really compact way.
Yeah, shopping in a nutshell. Let's just quickly move on to today's awesome fucking question.
Flipping question, Chad. It's a little bit impolite, offensive to some people.
Okay, so let's move on to today's flipping question. Help, I need somebody help, not just anybody. Want to take the floor on this one?
All right, so I did a little lesson on Real Life TV about dogs barking.
Yeah.
Okay, so I find that many people just swear. A lot of people swear too much.
The fuck you talking about, man?
A lot of people have no sense of how other people are affected by swear words. You know, even like native speakers.
Are you offended by my swearing?
No, I'm not. But I'm sure there are maybe some elderly people listening to our podcast that could be.
Yeah.
But I've made this mistake before, and because when you speak a foreign language, you often don't feel the effect of your words. You intellectually understand the meaning of the words, but you don't feel how it affects other people sometimes.
The coarseness of the word, maybe.
Yeah, because when you grow up speaking a language, it's like your parents teach you and they make you emotionally connected to those words.
Okay.
And this doesn't happen so much in the second language. So, and then on the other side of things, some people ignore it. They never really acquire the ability to use swear words.
Okay.
And so I did a Real Life TV lesson on alternatives to swear words.
All right.
So first of all, fuck. So you say, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
You say, what the heck?
Okay.
Instead of saying fuck, you can say fudge. You can say the F word. You can say frick. But we say that's fucking great. You can say that's freaking great.
Freaking great,
that's
nice.
That's flipping great.
Flipping, okay.
I'm freaking tired.
Okay.
Now shit. Shit, you can say shoot. You can say shiznit. That's some good shiznit, man.
Some good shiznit. That sounds even a little bit gangster.
It is. It started out as gangster, but now it's kind of cheesy if you use it.
Oh, really?
I think. I don't know.
Okay.
Crap. Okay. You know, crap can be your things as well, your possessions, but...
Yeah, get your crap out of my office.
Yeah, crappy is like shitty,
uh-huh.
Right? Crud.
Mm-hmm.
You can use these in many dynamic ways, and this is very short, but I just want to go through these. Hell is heck. Heck yeah. What the heck? Uh-huh. And what the hell, right?
Yeah.
I said damn. Damn is darn.
Darn, damn.
Dang. Doggone.
Doggone? What the hell is doggone?
I think it's kind of a southern word in the United States.
Okay, never heard that one before.
You get your doggone car out of the garage.
Really?
Yeah. And then we have bitch. Bitch, you can say like son of a bitch becomes son of a gun.
Okay.
This is something I included in the article, but I'm not sure if it's so inoffensive, because it might be offensive, but Dr. Dre, he says biatch.
Biatch.
For bitch.
Yeah, I think that's more like the way that he says it. It's his little intonation that he puts in. It's like, biatch.
Yeah. And then the religious swearing, you know, if you don't want to say God. You don't want to curse with God.
Oh, no, definitely.
Oh, God. You say, oh, gosh. And Jesus becomes Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. Holy cow. Holy crap.
Holy crap. Holy shit.
Yeah, so that's just an overview. We'll link the video. You can check out the video of me teaching this.
Mm-hmm.
It's an article, too.
Yeah. Is this you trying to tell me that I should swear less?
Freaking A, man.
I mean, I try to tone it down for the podcast, but I do sometimes like to swear, express myself using swear words. I don't think it's always bad if you know how to use it.
It's true. It's true. If you're amongst friends,
mm-hmm.
and you know how to use it, it's true. But it's just a very delicate topic, and some people learning might abuse it.
Yeah.
Just like I have done, and I don't know if you have done this
too. I have, yeah, especially in Portuguese. Because you hear a lot of people swearing in your social group, then you just don't really consider it a swear word. Then you go out and meet someone's grandma, and you're like, How the fuck are you?
And I think I've seen this with English learners before, and it just doesn't look good. And you see people that are really fluent in a lot of ways, but have no connection to like how other people feel when they swear.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't look good. It just doesn't look classy at all.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Let's get the doggin'. What's that word again? Get our doggin' asses out of here.
No.
No?
So let's finish this doggone podcast.
Okay. Let's finish this doggone podcast.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Gosh. Have we finished already?
My gosh.
Jeez. Okay, so guys, thanks a lot for being here today. We hope you guys enjoyed it. We hope you learned a lot about shopping, about swear words, and about Miley Cyrus's dog. So, in relation to today's conversational topic, we're going to play you out with a song by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis called Thrift Shop.
What is a thrift shop?
I think it's an American term, but I believe a thrift shop is where you buy secondhand clothes.
Exactly, secondhand clothing store.
You ever go to a thrift shop?
Yeah, man. In the States, I went to them all the time. Nice.
Hope you guys like the song. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. You will hear from us very soon on the next podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a cover. This is fucking awesome. Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big pack. I'm just pumped. I bought some shit from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like, damn, that's a cold ass honky. Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green drapes and a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me, probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. Piss. But shit, it was 99 cents. I get copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy fucking men. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain, bitch. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I have his hand me down? Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, hello, my ace man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game, hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. The sneakerheads will be like, ah, he got the Velcro. I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome. Ow. I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome. What she know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What she knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? Whoa. I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up. Whoa. Thank your granddad for donating that plaid button up shirt. Cause right now I'm up in her skirt. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the I'm not stuck on searching in the section. Your grandma, your auntie, your mama, your mammy. I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock that motherfucker. The built-in onesie with the socks on that motherfucker. I hit the party and they stop in that motherfucker. They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition, let's do some simple edition. $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant bitch. I call that getting swindled and pimped. I call that getting tricked by business. That shirt's hella dope. And having the same one as six other people in this club is a hella don't peep gang. Come take a look through my telescope. Trying to get girls from a brand, man, you hella won't. Man, you hella won't.
Goodwill. Popping tags. Yeah.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big ass coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible.
Come on, man.
I'm in this big ass coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Is that your grandma's coat?